I just want to back up. We said over today from the Avnei Nezer in Siman Kuf Pegimal. His question is it permissible to lend somebody your tefillin? What should be the question? There's no law that says you have to own the tefillin. You have to wear the tefillin. So why should it be a problem to lend somebody the tefillin? So he says, he's talking about a case where the person, let's say, needs to adjust the knot. Let's say it's a different size head. So he's taking a tefillin, he's going to open the knot, adjust it, wear it, and then, of course, put it back so the original owner can use it. Problem with that, it says that, then is it that tefillin needs a knot, and the knot must be what's called keshir shel kayama. It has to be a permanent knot. The fact that this guy's undoing it temporarily and then going to put it back the original way, he's making a knot that's not kayama, that's not permanent. So the borrower, the one that lent it, is not yotzei tefillin according to the Avnei Nezer. He wore tefillin with a kesher that is not shel kayama. Or for that matter, he changes it from righty to lefty. So he undid the knot, he switched it temporarily, then he puts it back. Avnei Nezer says, it's not a kesher shel kayama. The question is this the halakha? So it's brought down in the Mishneh Halakhot, Chelek Yud Siman Yud Aleph. He said that there was a rabbi called the Shem Shemuel. Who was that? The son of the Avnei Nezer. And he said a sevara like this, that most of the times when they undo the knot, let's say from the Shel Rosh, that they don't undo it completely. They just loosen it and then they adjust it. So the knot really is still there, it's just loose. Said Avnei Nezer, or said Shem Shemuel, in that case it's still considered a knot. It would be yotzei like that. So if it's not considered that he undid the knot at all, he just loosened it and adjusted it. If you go like that, even the Avnei Nezer will tell you it's a kesher shel kayama. Furthermore, the Beit Chaim Beracha in his sefer on Hilchot Shabbat in Tamsita Beracha Daf Resh Gimal, he says that anyway, many Rishonim that he found hold that by tefillin you don't need a kesher shel kayama at all. So therefore he writes, for those two reasons, it's clearly permissible to lend somebody a tefillin, even if they're going to change the knot, and even if they're going to take the knot totally apart. Why? Because l'maaseh, you don't need kesher shel kayama. As long as the kesher is there, even though you undo it. So I'll quote you his lashon. The halakha sevara of the Avnei Nezer, Mishnei Ta'amim, or Mishum Shegam, Kishemishane et a Keshet, and a Derek Latil Gamli et a Keshet, Velachen Yashar Shadai in him, Keshurot, Ulfize, Imsanik Balatavina Tiram, the Gamli Yaser. Of course, if you go with that sevara that says you're just loosening it, so that opinion will say, but if you undid it totally, it'll be a problem. But yes, otam the halku al anal, we should be tefillin lo sarich kesher shel kayama, vechen ne'ikal ledina, and that's the halakha. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, somebody comes and wants to buy a tefillin, even he needs to undo the knot, and we do it, halakha will say it is 100% permissible, and then he can undo it again and fix it according to the size of the owner.